blindsided. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That is the reaction from Pentagon officials, according to a Fox source, after President Trump ordered hundreds of U.S. troops pulled back from northern Syria. Turkey's president confirmed today the Americans are moving out. Now, President Trump tweeted five times about it, writing, "We defeated the ISIS caliphate. Time to get out of these ridiculous, endless wars." And he added, in all caps, "We will fight where it is to our benefit and only fight to win." Fox's Simon Owens here live with what this all means.
Dave, Kurdish forces in Syria accusing the U.S. of turning its back on an ally as President Trump clears the way for a planned Turkish invasion of northern Syria. Kurdish fighters in the region helped the U.S. to defeat ISIS in Syria, but Turkey calls those Kurds terrorists and has long threatened an attack. The Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces group saying the United States is reneging on commitments, also saying the pullback risks an ISIS resurgence. Dave?
Simon, President Trump claims the impeachment inquiry is fraud and treason, tweeting House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the lead Democrat on the House Intel Committee, Adam Schiff, are the ones who should be impeached. Democratic Senator Chris Murphy told NBC's Meet the Press,
"I feel like this is a moment where patriots need to step up and try to save this country."
Democrats claim the president violated his oath of office, asking Ukraine's leader to investigate Joe Biden. Now there's a second whistleblower to the Trump-Ukraine call, represented by the same attorneys as the first.
They say their client made a protected disclosure under the law and cannot be retaliated against. They also say whistleblower number two has firsthand knowledge of the allegations that triggered the impeachment inquiry.
Fox's Ellis and Barber, two American doctors and a British scientist, won the Nobel Prize for Medicine today, awarded for their work that led to new ways to treat cancer and other diseases. An NFL coach just got punted. The Washington Redskins fired Jay Gruden this morning after an 0-5 start to the season. America's listening to Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Former President Jimmy Carter is banged up, but says he's fine.
"I got up this morning at home in Plains getting ready to go to church, because right after that we had a family reunion and then we were coming to Nashville, and I fell down and hit my forehead on a sharp edge and had to go to the hospital."
That was Carter on stage in Nashville at that Habitat for Humanity event last night with a black eye and a bandage on his forehead, which needed 14 stitches, making his appearance just hours after that fall, saying he's committed to being there this week to build another Habitat home. Carter just turned 95 last week. He's the oldest living ex-president. A comic legend has died.
He was one of the judges on The Gong Show. Comedian Rip Taylor, known for throwing confetti and his trademark mustache, made more than 2,000 appearances on TV shows in the 70s, from the Monkees to Merv Griffin, hosted one called the $1.98 Beauty Show. Got his start on the Ed Sullivan Show, where he was billed as the crying comedian. This appearance on the Jerry Lewis Telethon.
"I went to dinner with some friends, we ordered duck, and I got stuck with the bill." They can't all be gems, you know.
A Korean War veteran played himself in the Jackass movies and Wayne's World 2. Rip Taylor died Sunday in Beverly Hills. He was 84. Jane Metzler, Fox News.
At the movies, Joker set a record.
"My mother always tells me, smile and put on a happy face."
Joaquin Phoenix's new film about the Batman villain had a $93 million opening weekend. That's the most ever in October. Turning on to Wall Street, we have a possible sell-off looming. Dow futures are down more than 60 points ahead of the opening bell next hour. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good morning. 5 after 7, local news brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A 34-year-old Urbana man is accused of breaking into a neighbor's home and stealing electronics. 34-year-old LaShawn Williams is accused of residential burglary. Bond was set at $100,000. He is set to be formally charged today. On October 16th, a day-long summit on sexual harassment is planned for senior administrators at the University of Illinois. Sessions include problems with the culture of compliance, moving toward a culture of bravery, and myth-busting around the science of sexual harassment. The summit is called Cultivating Bravery, Changing Culture, the Illinois Summit on Sexual Harassment. One person is dead after a shooting Saturday night in Urbana. 21-year-old Tramiel Hoosier of Danville was killed. Police got a call about an armed suspect at the Colorado Ridge apartment complex in the 700 block of East Colorado. Police found the victim sitting in a car who had been shot multiple times. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast. National Weather Service brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist, from simple to simply magnificent, with 2 locations, Village at the Crossing in Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Dusen.
Good morning, Stevie. We're expecting sunshine and a high 72 today, 44 our low tonight. Similar forecast tomorrow, sunny and a high 73 down to 44, 10% chance of showers Tuesday late and coming into Wednesday, then mostly sunny on Wednesday with a high 73, low 54. Right now we're at 49. ESPN 93.5.
Well, always a pleasure to begin Monday morning with the professor, University of Texas at Arlington, political science professor, Dr. Alan Sachs. Always a pleasure, sir. How are you?
Too much football the whole weekend.
Yeah.
Way too much.
And the Packers ended up beating your Cowboys.
Sorry about
that.
I'm sorry.
And believe it or not, I was for the Packers.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. I'll tell you why. When you live here the whole summer, that's all I heard was Ezekiel Elliott and Dak Prescott and how much money they want.
Yeah.
They are so pampered.
Yeah.
It drove me nuts. So it was good to see Aaron Rodgers and the Packers really pretty well deal with them.
Yeah, they did. 34-24. Bears lost in London.
That's right.
America's team, the Saints, won. That's good news.
Okay.
But this coming week, my college, the OU Sooners, are going to meet the Texas Longhorns in Dallas.
That'll be a dandy. Always great when Oklahoma and Texas play. All right, Alan Sachs, always a pleasure, sir. Okay, so I talked to you from Heidelberg last Monday. And I was right in the middle of Main Street there in downtown Heidelberg talking to Alan Sachs. That was kind of cool technology.
I liked it.
And so we were talking impeachment. The storyline, at least for one side of the aisle, is the same. Now you have a, quote, second whistleblower represented by the same attorneys.
It's all made up.
It's all trickle down, all one by one, by a million cuts. The Senate's not going to remove this president. What is the point of all they're doing?
I'd even go further yet. My impression, I'm no first-hand person in Washington these days, if ever. I think this whistleblower stuff is all made up. With Ed Schiff and all those individuals, they just sit around, draft something, and call it a whistleblower. Mark Levin on his program had it right, I think. He said that when you read these whistleblower accounts, it sounds like it was drawn up in a law office. That's probably true.
So many people are on these calls, right? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. You saw 5 people summarize the phone call, and yet we are still talking about. And by the way, the whistleblower path allows you anonymity, allows you an attorney. The whistleblower number 1 actually went to Adam Schiff. and talk to him because he didn't like the progress being made. We don't know anything about the political motivation of all this. Listen, there's nothing you can show me based on everything I've seen and read that you're deeming this impeachable. This is just something Maxine Waters started 3 years ago and hasn't relented.
If you see him at the filling station, if you see him in the grocery store, harass them. You know, but you know, how in the world can the Democratic Party embrace a Maxine Waters or a Rashid Tlaib in Michigan or a Ilhan Omar in Minnesota or an AOC in New York City? How do they embrace these people? Their language is over the top. Their actions are over the top. It's everything the left says that they don't like in others, and they embrace it themselves.
Well, I think they're afraid of that. I think they're afraid of the progressives. I think they're afraid of Nancy Pelosi losing her House Speaker. And I think that Nancy Pelosi, oddly, has become kind of a moderate in that party.
And how in the world can she embrace them, though? How can she put an Adam Schiff, the head of the Intelligence Committee? I mean, these are not nice people. You don't want nice people in politics. I understand that. But these people are way over the top.
Okay. So what do you think happens here? Does this keep going? Do they do the vote so that it can go on the record before the 2020 election?
There will be a vote in the House, but it's going to be different, I think. It'll just be a straight vote. I don't think there's going to be room for debate because the way Nancy Pelosi set it up. It should have gone to the House first, have them vote and debate it. But instead, she appointed committees to do the investigation. They'll come up with some kind of a summary, submit to the House, and they can vote on it and send it to the Senate or some version of that. But it's not good what she did with it. It's never been done that way before.
Alan, let me just ask you politically, with the election ahead, those that may not be in love with Donald Trump, and there are a lot of them, but they have no place to go. Would an independent, that would be charismatic have a chance in the 2020 election?
Are you going to vote for Elizabeth Warren, who's going to wreck the economy? And by the way, it's not just oil in Texas. She's against fracking, if people know what that is. It's a particular way of drilling for oil and natural gas. And we have it here in Texas for a long time. It's an ingenious way of doing things. You go horizontally as well as vertically, as I understand it. It's brilliant the way they get out that fuel. Anyway, I always make a short story long, but to make a long story short, she wants to get rid of fracking. And fracking is big in western Pennsylvania, parts of Michigan, parts of Minnesota. She's going to lose those states. How in the world can the Democrats support her?
Well, what about somebody that comes down the middle? Would they have a chance? Historically, I know they've never really had a chance. Ross Perot, before he got out the first time, had kind of a glimmer of possibility when he, Bill Clinton, and George Herbert Walker Bush ran. Would something like that, because people might be looking for another choice to Donald Trump, but there is none. It's too far left.
But you'd have to have a lot. That's an interesting point. By the way, many, many years ago, I had Ross Perot speak in my class. He just died about... A month or two ago.
Yeah.
A very interesting person. I think a Ross Perot, you're right, might have had a great chance today. But he has to be independently wealthy, which he was, say something that resonates with the public, get enough attention, and Ross Perot did all of those things. I don't see anybody around there like that today.
Well, Alan, we'll continue our discussion, sir. Thank you always to begin our Mondays. People really like hearing from you. It's always a pleasure, sir.
I might have to enter the race.
I will be voting for
you,
my
friend. What a joke.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you so much, sir.
I bet you. Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington. ESPN 93.5 at 7:14. We're going to check your morning sports. What to do about Illinois football? I don't know. We'll pick that up here in a moment. Listen, the Cardinals are the Central Division champions. It was amazing. Didn't think they'd whisk it. Wasn't close to that. Thought they were one of the worst baseball teams I've seen in St. Louis. And they're kind of playing, as my son said, Christian said, they're kind of playing with house money. It's October 7th. They're still playing. Might be over today. Tough loss yesterday. No question about that.
Especially since it was the top of the ninth with two outs.
Yeah.
And the Braves start hitting.
Carlos had a hard outing on Friday when they won. Gave up three runs. Gave up three again last night. Not so good. But Cardinals have a chance. They got to win this afternoon to keep it going. Otherwise, that's it. So it's do or die in St. Louis this afternoon. Very tough loss yesterday. But again, Cardinals are in the playoffs, and it's more than I thought.
Exactly. It's a 2:07 start here on ESPN 93.5 this afternoon. So I'm not sure about the drive with Lonte and
Derek
Piper.
No, it's not going to be. It's starts at 2:07, 3:45 post-game. No.
Okay.
No show.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Well, they're getting an extended holiday.
No, they
Thursday
are.
Yeah. Here's your Redbird recap.
John Rooney, Carlos Martinez hasn't been very good in this series.
No, he has given up 3 runs in each of his outings, and it cost him in the game last night. So he gave up 3 in the 9th inning, and a great pitching performance by Adam Wainwright went by the boards. Wainwright went 7 2/3. He walked 2, struck out 8, didn't allow a run. Mike Soroka, 7 innings, 2 hits, 1 earned run. He struck out 7. But Martinez, who gave up 3 last Thursday and won the game, gave up 3 last night and lost the game. So behind Dakota Hudson today, Dakota went 16-7 this year, Mike. It's do or die for the Cardinals as the Redbirds try to send this series back to Atlanta.
And we'll be on the air at 1:12 with our pregame show, 1:57 the play-by-play, and it is a 2:07 start. It is the Braves who take a commanding lead now, 2-1 in this best-of-5 series. We will see you at 1:12 today.
He has earned the distinction as the greatest catcher in Cardinals history. What other superlatives define Yadier Molina? Adam Wainwright,
champion.
Matt Carpenter,
teammate.
Mike Schilt,
no doubt Hall of Famer.
Willie McGee,
the face of the franchise.
He's the one, the only Yadier Molina, and he's being honored with a one-of-a-kind tribute in the 2019 Cardinals yearbook. Pick up this exceptional salute to an extraordinary talent at cardinals.com/publications or 314-345-9000.
L.A. Dodgers are up. They beat the Washington Nationals 10-4. They had 7 runs in like the 6th inning.
Yeah.
So it will start out the day baseball-wise at 12:05. Houston is at Tampa Bay. Then we talked about Atlanta at St. Louis, 2:07 start. L.A. Dodgers and Washington at 5:40. And then the New York Yankees and Minnesota Twins at 7:40.
Yeah, clearly Houston is the best team. The Yankees are pretty close. The Dodgers are probably next, and then Atlanta after that. But, I mean, the Cardinals, the Cubs, Milwaukee, Nationals, take your pick outside of the Dodgers. Atlanta's got a 21-year-old leadoff hitter and a 22-year-old number two hitter that are locked up for 5 to 8 years. Pretty smart. Instead of limping along at $500,000 a year, they gave these young kids $100 million, which is going to be a good deal eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But they're locked up and they're young and they're really good.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Theory.
Yeah, it's fun to see the Cardinals in postseason after the 3-year gap, but it does not look very good long term. But what the heck? Let's get it back to Atlanta, which would be Wednesday night. And Jack Flaherty to be back on the hill, so you never know. Got to win today, or it's over. But, again, glad the Cardinals got to play in October.
What's trending in Cub Nation is manager Joe Maddon's trip to L.A.
Yeah.
to talk with the Angels.
I think he's a lock for the Angels. Spent 31 years in that organization.
Right.
And he'd be a good fit in San Diego, too, with a bunch of young players. So
yes, that's right.
And I don't know what the Cubs are going to do. I know they're talking to Joe Girardi and David Ross.
Mm-hmm.
And Venerable, their first base coach. I don't know what's going to happen, but the Cubbies are changing gears here, so we'll see what happens.
Oakland Raiders beat the Chicago Bears 24-21 over in London, so both those teams will have a little bit of a break now. Packers over the Dallas Cowboys is something we talked about with Alan Sachs. 34-24 was the final. Your Saints over Tampa Bay was also mentioned, 31-24. Indianapolis' Colts over Kansas City, 19-13.
In Kansas City.
Right.
Wow.
A people has Alabama and Clemson at 1-2 again. A tie for number 3, Georgia and the Ohio State. We have LSU in the top 5.
Weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 36 years. WattsCopy.com.
Up to 72, down to 44. 73 the high tomorrow, down to 44 again. 54 the low on Wednesday with mostly sunny conditions. High 73 expected. Right now the temperature's at 50. On ESPN 93.5.
All right, we'll check your Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
I didn't mention the Illini score.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, what do we do?
Our volleyball team beat Purdue yesterday.
That was good. But what do we do about football? Some thoughts coming up, and your texts and calls, anything you want to respond to next, 720. I am Stevie J on this Monday morning.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
About 20,000 GE employees in the U.S. are getting their pension plans frozen, according to changes unveiled today by the company, which is trying to cut its pension deficit by up to $8 billion and its net debt by up to $6 billion. The freeze, effective January 1st, 2021, won't affect retirees already collecting pension benefits or employees with production benefits. A bad year for bank jobs could be getting worse. HSBC reportedly planning to cut 10,000 jobs, this on top of around 5,000 job cuts announced earlier this year, and the UAW GM strike entering its fourth week. A top union official saying things took a turn for the worse over the weekend. Also, that GM's response to a proposal from the union did nothing to address job security. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Need a car, truck, pre-owned, new, used, Beamer, Honda, it's Honda BMW. That's where you go. It's off Neil at Burwash and Savoy. They'll take care of you.
Yeah, awesome vehicles.
Give you a set of keys. They want you to drive that or try that or this does this, and they smell new, and it's really fun.
Yes.
And then you can go to the BMW side and try one of those. You can check out a lease, run some numbers, see what that looks like, but they'll take care of you because they're an award-winning dealership, and that's what they do. Say hey to Ben Quattron. Go see Honda BMW. Before you buy anything, give them a chance to earn your business. Heck, you can even go to drivechampagne.com and click and go through the process and buy something online now.
Express purchase.
What is that?
It's
Honda
cool.
BMW, drivechampagne.com, drivechampagne.com.
At least three times this weekend, noticed a vehicle that made us turn our heads at the traffic light. And on the back. DriveChampagne.com, license plate cover.
All right, somebody asked about Andrew Yang. He's running for president. Interesting guy. He's the guy that wants to give you $1,000 a month. Every person in America, $1,000 a month.
Good idea. I need that.
Yeah. You know, I lost him a little bit when he said it's already too late. We need to go to higher ground. When it comes to like global warming and
one
stuff.
One of those.
So it's time to go to higher ground. It's already too late. I don't really want a president to panic me. Load the wagon! Let's go!
Okay.
But I do enjoy listening to him. But John Delaney's out of this thing, or at least off the debates. I liked him. Tulsi Gabbard, I liked her. But that's not what you get if you're not in the mainstream progressives. It's pretty much all left, and Joe Biden's got issues. So you can always text about that, politics, or sports. Watch the Illini game on Saturday. And first half was pretty good. Heck, we had two defensive touchdowns. There's just, listen, the team to me, to my eye, the team is better. A team we beat 55-31 with essentially the same people last year. We beat them 55-31. We lose 40-17. And you're going, how does that make any sense? I like Lovie Smith. He's a good man. Sure like Josh Whitman, our athletic director. But I don't know what to do with this football team, folks. Got Michigan coming in. Do you have any hope? No. None. We can't move the ball. All of a sudden, we can't score, and Michigan's defense looked awfully real against Iowa when Iowa couldn't score a touchdown. What's that going to mean to me? And then I don't know what to say about Wisconsin, except I hope they're kind. It'd be 35-0 at halftime if we can be good and hold them to 35. They're so much better than us.
Eight now.
And they're really good, and we can't stop them. So there's just the reality of, okay, this isn't working like we expected. We really thought we had a chance at a bowl. Unless you beat Michigan or Wisconsin or Iowa or Michigan State on the road, you're not going to go to a bowl again. And, I mean, are you firing Lovie Smith? And then what? You want to start all over again? The team is better. It is truly better. And it's showing me some moments of entertainment, but do you accept it and say, yeah, maybe year five? At some point, you got to give more. Lovie has won 4 games out of 29.
He's 4-25 in the Big Ten. It's really bad.
That sounds horrible.
And I think that might include two wins over Rutgers. Clearly, the Big Ten is down to Illinois and Rutgers at the bottom. There's just no arguing that. That's the fact.
We have Rutgers on Dad's Day weekend in early November.
That is the only game left on my seven games that I would bet you a dollar we could win.
Right.
And I think it'll be competitive. So, I mean, but the issue is, what do you do?
Right.
Everybody just rubs their hands together and talks about hiring Dabo Swinney from Clemson, guys. We're past all that. I thought the hire for Lovey was great. I thought all the kids are going to want to play for this NFL Super Bowl coach that went to the Super Bowl with the Bears. And I guess I'm surprised that we didn't get the recruiting. I thought they'd rush to the door, and I was wrong. So, I don't know. Text in if you got any ideas. What do you do about Lovey? What do you do about football? I don't know what I can do except hang in there and try and just we're better. We're clearly better than we were last year. Doesn't mean we're going to win anymore or better. And then you want to break all this up and do it again? Couldn't you get anybody? It's very depressing because I was all in. I thought we had a chance at a bowl, and it doesn't look very real.
So Michigan at 11 o'clock on Saturday.
Yep. 359-2255. Any thoughts on Lovey? Any thoughts on Illinois football?
The Dick Buck is statue, 2 o'clock on Friday.
You know, Dick's not going to like being here when we're playing Michigan and what's going to happen.
Shoot.
I remember Dick Butkus was here for some other award in the 80s when we played Nebraska. It was 56-3 at half.
Uh-oh.
And Dick said, yeah, good luck to us in the second half. On microphone.
Right.
Let's hope for a better second half.
I mean, he's the guy that wouldn't pull any punches, of course.
Well, and it's listen,
from the heart.
You just can't sugarcoat this. It's not very good, but I'm just saying it's better and you want to do this again. And then what? We have to break it all down again? But then again, what do you got? It's not real good, and it's pretty disappointing because I think Lovey expected more. Josh Whitman, everybody expected more, and you sure didn't think you were going to be 40-17 at Minnesota. I thought that was going to be – and the first half was 16-10. Hey, you got a shot here. I really believe that. Defense scores 2 touchdowns. Offense doesn't score any. Brandon Peters goes down. We don't know the status. Lovey never talks about injury, so I have no idea if it's going to be Matt Robertson, who runs pretty good, but – darn it. What to do about your football team? You got any thoughts? Let me know. I don't know. 359-2255, 359-2255. I just resist the what is the list, who's on the list, what name. I mean, we've done this 100 times.
As far as promotion goes, they have orange shakers distributed to the first 30,000 fans at Memorial Stadium ahead of that 11 a.m. kick Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see the bright side of things.
I know.
Things.
Good for you. 359-2255. Text in. What do you do about your football team? 7:30 in Champaign-Urbana.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump, in a series of tweets about his decision to pull American troops from northern Syria, writes, "It is time for us to get out of these ridiculous, endless wars." U.S. officials tell Fox the withdrawal announcement completely blindsided leadership at the Pentagon.
Kurdish fighters saying the United States is reneging on commitments after the White House announced that Turkey will soon invade northern Syria and that U.S. forces will not be involved in whatever comes next. The Kurdish fighters in the region helped the U.S. to defeat ISIS in Syria, but Turkey calls them terrorists.
Fox's Simon Owen. One suspect is arrested, one still wanted, for a shooting in a bar in Kansas City, Kansas. 4 people died, 5 were wounded. Jose Valdez was bartending and says one of the men had been turned away earlier in the night.
We never serve him. We try to keep people like that out of the bar. So right then and there, he picked up a cup that was right there and threw it at me.
The man arrested was caught in Kansas City, Missouri. America's listening to Fox News.
Healthy living pools and spas will be on display at Dick's Sporting Goods this weekend at Marketplace Mall. Friday afternoon, Saturday and Sunday from noon to 7. Check out master spas, hot tubs, and swim spas endorsed by Olympic gold medal swimmer Michael Phelps. Make sure you run by Dick's Sporting Goods this weekend and visit HealthyLivingSpas.com for details.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update.
Champaign police are investigating a shooting that happened Saturday night. Police were called to the parking lot of a private business in the 1900 block of West Bradley Avenue. They found a 25-year-old victim suffering from a non-life-threatening gunshot wound. Police learned a second victim, a 32-year-old male, arrived at a hospital with a life-threatening gunshot wound. And the preliminary investigation indicates the incident started as a physical altercation that ended with both victims being shot. No arrests have been made. One person is dead after a shooting Saturday night in Urbana. 21-year-old Tramiel Hoosier of Danville was killed. Police got a call about an armed suspect at the Colorado Ridge apartment complex in the 700 block of East Colorado. Police found the victim sitting in a car who had been shot multiple times. He died at Carl Foundation Hospital. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Visit Dick's Sporting Goods at Marketplace Mall this weekend. Learn about the number one luxury hot tub in the world. Preston gives us some purpose.
Therapy or just to hang out. Some swim spas are just for exercise or swimming. Some also have a partial hot tub on one side, so they're for relaxing and therapy, but then they also are for activity on the other side. A lot of people swim in the swim spas. They also come with a exercise kit where you can do water aerobics.
See the folks this weekend at Marketplace Mall on Dick's Sporting Goods. Visit HealthyLivingPoolAndSpa.com.
All right, CMI, Chemical Maintenance, Inc., Betsy and Brad Parks. They remind you there are a lot of people moving in and out all the time, apartments and homes. You know they have something called an odor buster? CMI's Eat 'em Alive Cucumber Melon gets rid of bad pet urine smells. The Odor Eliminator Bomb gets rid of all kinds of odors like food smells, smoke, mold, pet, and more. Stop by CMI, Bloomington Road, to pick up yours or give them a call. 217-359-6262, CMI Clean. Your janitorial and equipment experts. All right, now your weather.
Sunny today, high 72, low 44, up to 73 tomorrow, down to 44, 10% shot at rain, 10% shot at showers on Wednesday, high 73, low 54, 20% shot at showers Thursday, 80% chance of rain on Friday. As my farmer friends are taking note of these forecasts, because it feels like harvest is now finally underway.
Game on. Yep.
We're at 50 now on ESPN 93.5.
All right, I was just lamenting about my football team. I love Illinois. I've been an Illinois fan all my life. I've gone through everything from, I guess, my first conscious really following Illinois was Bob Blackman, early 70s.
For me, it was Mike White.
So Bob Blackman, then we went through Gary Moeller, which only lasted 3 years, then Mike White, then John Makovic. Then he went to Texas and said all the fans are the same everywhere. Oops. Then we went to Lou Tepper. I love Lou Tepper. And your master's thesis can be, if Lou Tepper were still football coach, would we have a better overall record? I'd say yes. He was 25-31. Right now, that's a bargain. Ron Turner had the Sugar Bowl.
Yeah.
Ron Zook had the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
Could we ever have done better than Ron Zook? He made two bowl games in a row when we fired him.
Then we had a switch in the athletic department.
Well, Mike Thomas came in here, and yikes. That was so, he came in to fire Bruce Weber and Ron Zook, and he got her done, and then what?
Right.
And so after Ron Zook came, Tim Beckman, then it was Bill Cubitt for a year, and now it's Lovie Smith. When Lovie was hired, we were going, finally, we got a star. We got the guy. He came on Flight Star, and he ducked, and he couldn't see him when he got out of the plane because they took the plane into the hangar. They could hide Lovie.
Right.
All of that was exciting, and I thought it was brilliant.
I feel like he's still in hiding, though. I feel like that's one of the reasons for me. I'm not as committed and deep in as a fan because I just never hear from Lovie.
He isn't that type of guy. He's the only football coach I really haven't known in since, I guess, Mike White. That doesn't matter. What matters is, did you win? And it hasn't been happening. But yet I loved the hire when it happened. I thought it was great. I thought kids would want to play for Lovie Smith. And so we go through Saturday at a game we clearly thought, well, at least initially thought would be competitive. And it was, first half. But maybe worst of all, maybe the worst aspect of this football team, on Saturday afternoon when we were getting blown out, I didn't care. Ow. Switch to baseball. Ow. That hurts. That's what I think Josh Whitman's biggest concern is, becoming irrelevant. And listen, it's not for lack of trying. It just isn't working. And when the Fox Sports guy talked to Jeremy Warner
on his show at the Big Tens. And when the Fox Sports guy said, Illinois. Yeah, you got a pretty good running back. Can't think of his name. The question isn't if you're better than last year. It's if you're better than anyone else.
Yeah. Okay.
And then we win against Akron.
Did you not use that quote then? Obviously, it's out there if he was online with the guy.
It just means that yes, we are better. This is a better football team than a year ago.
I agree.
But is it good enough to win any football games? All right, so 359-2255.
Yes, a couple of texts.
Go ahead
one
and...
One says you need to get rid of Whitman as much as you need to fire Lovie.
No, I disagree with that. Listen, you got Josh Whitman, who, by all accounts, Brett Underwood looks to be the arrow up in basketball. There's no doubt about that. We're expected to go to the NCAA basketball tournament this year with our basketball team, so that's good. Tell me who's had success hiring football coaches. I'm telling you, Ron Zook was the guy we probably should have stayed with. He won 7 games 2 years in a row. Ron Zook told me on the phone. He said, they said if I won 7, they'd build a statue for me. I won 7 and 2 bowl games in a row. They fired me. That's what he told me.
Yeah. Shoot.
Anyway, Josh Whitman to me is no. You get another chance.
Well, and then say go offer the world to Dino like you should have before.
You know, Babers is now at Syracuse. He's the guy that was at Eastern. He's an offensive genius on the offensive side of the ball, and they score a lot of points. Syracuse, pretty good football team. Some people were talking about Dino Babers here, but that's again the question I have is, what do you do? I don't know if you can do anything. I just don't. I know it's a sport when you rehire in the names on the list. Who are you going to get? We're going to go through this again? I don't think so. I'm not, I just don't know. Unfortunately, tell me who's coming in that's better. Who's taking a job? And if they do take this job, do you think if they won 7, somebody in the SEC wouldn't hire them in 5 minutes? They're a flight risk anyway. I guess you don't care if you get to a bowl, but... You never keep anybody at Illinois right now.
Well, and I was thinking Lovie had a little mo going into this year, and maybe it is still building.
Well,
I don't know.
Listen, they gave us some hope, which is fun. We really expected more. When we were out talking to sponsors, people were thinking, oh, we're going to go to a bowl.
Right.
We bought in. Josh Whitman said it's going to be better. Lovie Smith said it's going to be better, and it's not. I mean, it's not from the standpoint of wins and losses. The team is better.
Right.
It is clearly more talented, better people in year 4. If you quit now and you fire Lovie Smith, then what? Who so, are you going to start all over again?
Similar comment here from a 952 area code. Record-wise, Lovie is worse than Tim Beckman. I agree with you, Stevie. The talent is definitely better. Bottom line is the guy is making $6 million a year to win. I don't want to start over either because I'm afraid of what that looks like. Mm. But it's time to move on.
Is it really? I don't think so. I just don't think I think you got to go another year. He got extended, I think. You're going to owe him a big buyout. And even if you win twice in this year, which would be devastatingly disappointing, I think you'll beat Rutgers. So that's, again, a 3-9 year. I don't know. I just don't know what I'd do. Who am I going to get to take this? I'm sorry. I know we have the Smith football facility, and it's unbelievable. And
yeah.
You have thumbprint to get in. And it's I don't know.
Well, Tim in Farmer City, thanks for those comments, too. Now we're getting one from Matt. I love my Illini, but I think we're never going to be a 6 or 7 win team again.
See, that's what's brilliant.
We are so far behind because of Mike Thomas.
Mike Thomas hurt us. There is no doubt. And how about that? He comes in, does that, and gets $2.4 million to leave under a cloud. How does that work? Who's his lawyer? That's brilliant. How can you come and do what Mike Thomas did to our program and get $2.4 million under a cloud of the Tim Beckman stuff? Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, it's disappointing. Any other thoughts, feel free to text us. What to do about your football team, that's just kind of what I brought up 20 minutes ago. And I don't have the answer. I don't like changing again because I don't know what that gets me. I see we're better on the field. There's hope.
First time texter, Lovie needs to fall on the sword. Keep Patterson on to keep recruits in the pipeline. A Power 5 school in a weaker division with great facilities will get a good coach.
Will it?
And then here's when your head coach is also the defensive coordinator, it allows 700 yards is not getting better.
Oh, my. I mean, what is that? Minnesota is a bad football team rushing the football. They average 2.5 yards a carry, and their guys on Saturday rushed for 300 yards on my team. It was like, hand the ball off, I just got 10 more. I mean, I don't. And then we sacked the quarterback, get a defensive touchdown. Second time, pick six, get a touchdown. The defense scored 14. The offense didn't score at all. What happened to my offense? I thought I could score.
Here's another one. Stevie, I think this shows how difficult it is to win at Illinois. Like it or not, it's not a football destination for most coaches. I agree with you. We are better to give Lovey another year.
I don't know what else you do that's better. That's all I'm saying. It used to be in the day when Mike Krzyzewski was going to coach here. When Lou Henson left, everyone said, Mike Krzyzewski, Duke's coming here. Those are the days when you could say, oh, we're got a program. Now I'm saying, I don't know. If you're at Western Michigan, do you take the Illinois job at this point? It's not very good. Listen, it's tough. It's brutal because it just too many years in a row, not good.
If Lovey is so good, why isn't he still in the NFL?
Well, you know, he had a great run with the Bears, got him to the Super Bowl.
That's right.
A couple of years with Tampa. And again, let me say, this is not armchair 2020 hindsight. I like the hire. I liked Josh Whitman out of the box going to get a guy like that.
Mm-hmm.
I just miscalculated what it would mean to recruiting. It hasn't met what I thought. Maybe my expectations were too high. Okay. Feel free to text. Feels
okay,
better.
One more real quick.
Yeah.
I agree with you. Give him one more year, and then we'll get to a bowl.
There's, okay.
That's positive,
all right.
Spencer.
It is. It's better team. I'm telling you, it's better than last year. The record might not be better, but the team is better. So do you grab that little nugget and say, and then there's some, you know, clock management issues and some stuff that happens on the sidelines. You're going, man, that doesn't make any sense. Stuff like that. When he said before the halftime in Nebraska, when Lovey said we were content, that wasn't what I wanted to hear. When you're playing a team you're not supposed to beat, you can't be content. That's just me. Pedal to the metal.
Okay.
You gotta go.
That's right. I don't understand why everyone is shocked by this bad defense. Lovey's defense was atrocious in Tampa Bay. He was on the downhill slide.
Okay. Well, he's good at Chicago, and he's certainly a Super Bowl winning coach, defensive coordinator for the St. Louis Rams. I guess that was 20 years ago, so I don't know. 359-2255, just saying, I don't know. It's just we're all disappointed. There, no doubt. Nobody more disappointed than Josh Whitman and his team and everybody in the coaching staff. They're trying their hardest. They're working as hard as they can. I just don't see. I know everybody's wringing their hands about a new coach. I don't see it. I don't see it. Certainly, I don't know what I'd do anyway with that. Except start again? Really? Again from zero?
I know.
Come on, man.
It's not ironic that the last four digits of Rosati's are 23-34. The two best Chicago athletes wore number 23 and number 34. And Rosati's makes some of the best Chicago-style pizza in Champaign-Urbana. 23, the number of the greatest basketball player ever, Michael Jordan. Like Rosati's, they always are delivering in the clutch. Walter Payton or Sweetness wore number 34. Rosati's has a smooth and sweet sauce that packs a powerful punch of flavor on their pie like Walter Payton in the end zone. So get the legendary Chicago-style pizza by dialing 328-2334 or 328-MICHAEL-JORDAN, Walter Payton.
If you're looking for a great-paying part-time job with flexible hours, check out 2020 Census Jobs. You may have another job, or not. You may even be retired or looking for some extra income, but you can also help make sure that everyone gets counted. So apply today at 2020census.gov/jobs to help strengthen your community.
Hey, Dave, what's with the dry erase board?
We've got so much to do before we open for the day, so I'm diagramming our game plan.
You just wrote help me and X's and arrows.
I know. We need help.
Here's a plan. Call Cintas. They'll check our fire extinguishers, stock our first aid cabinets. They'll take care of our floor mats and restroom supplies. And, of course, deliver great-looking uniforms.
Call Cintas. Great plan.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Are you upset with your phone plan? I know of a place for you. Sprint by Wireless Revolution. Wireless Revolution is a certified Sprint dealer and will get you the perfect deal for your phone plan. Whether you're single, need a family plan, or getting devices for your employees, Wireless Revolution has your back. Sprint has wonderful service and you will always be connected with the people that mean the most to you. They will take care of transferring your contacts and apps. So stop by Sprint by Wireless Revolution. They have three locations, one in Urbana on Philo Road and two in Champaign, one in Marketplace Mall and one on North Prospect.
All righty. You can always text us. And, of course, Jeremy Warner program coming up 9 to 11. Jay Lehman for the hour on the 10 o'clock hour. Lots more. And I listened to Isaac Trotter and Jeremy Warner's podcast over the weekend. And clearly they were very real about what's happening with football. Listen more after 9. You can always text us 359-2255 from Champaign, Urbana. We're live at the Pines in Urbana. Let's check your sports headlines.
And if you ever think I missed the beginning of the conversation, you can always listen back at ESPNCU.com with our podcast feature with Stevie and I. Atlanta over St. Louis 3-1 yesterday. Let's get your Redbird recap.
John Rooney, Carlos Martinez hasn't been very good in this series.
No, he has given up three runs in each of his outings, and it cost him in the game last night. So he gave up three in the ninth inning, and a great pitching performance by Adam Wainwright went by the boards. Wainwright went 7 2/3. He walked two, struck out eight, didn't allow a run. Mike Soroka, 7 innings, 2 hits, 1 earned run. He struck out 7. But Martinez, who gave up 3 last Thursday and won the game, gave up 3 last night and lost the game. So behind Dakota Hudson today, Dakota went 16-7 this year, Mike. It's do or die for the Cardinals as the Redbirds try to send this series back to Atlanta.
And we'll be on the air at 1:12 with our pregame show, 1:57 the play-by-play, and it is a 2:07 start. It is the Braves who take a commanding lead now, 2-1 in this best of five series. We will see you at 1:12 today.
All right. L.A. Dodgers over the Washington Nationals 10-4. They've got a game today, too. So we'll start the day with Houston at Tampa Bay 12:05. Atlanta at St. Louis 2:07. Dodgers at Washington 5:40. New York Yankees in Minnesota 7:40. For those who are into postseason MLB.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, NFL action had your Saints over Tampa Bay 31-24. Packers over the Dallas Cowboys 34-24. Indianapolis Colts in Kansas City with a win 19-13.
That was pretty surprising to go into Kansas City against an undefeated Chiefs team.
That's right.
The Colts are pretty good now. They said, oh, Andrew Luck's retiring.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they're pretty good.
Right. 24-21, Oakland Raiders came out on top.
Over the Bears in London. Thought the Bears should have won the football game, but Oakland's a little better than I expected. But, hey, listen, Chase Daniels isn't going to get it done. They got to get their quarterback back in Chicago. They got the week off, and hopefully they'll be full strength in 2 weeks.
In college football, Alabama and Clemson, number 1 and 2. At number 3, tied Georgia and the Ohio State. Number 5 is LSU, Oklahoma, Florida. Wisconsin at number 8 now.
What's Michigan's 15-20?
I know. Yeah. And then Penn State is number 10.
Yeah, Penn State's really good.
At least we don't
good.
Have to face them, right?
Yep, no, we don't play Penn State. Yeah.
But Minnesota over Illinois over the weekend. Our volleyball team did well in beating Purdue yesterday 3-1. In soccer, we had the Terrapins beating the Illini 6-2.
I just didn't think Minnesota was – I thought they were better. They were off to a 4-0 start against a pretty weak schedule. Minnesota might go 8-0, and they're not that good. They're a bowl team. And they're certainly pretty far down the road with P.J. Fleck in his second year at Minnesota. And, by the way, P.J. Fleck wanted this job.
That's true.
He did want the Illinois job. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, place to go if you need appliances. Largest independent appliance dealer in central Illinois, Champaign, Bloomington, Springfield, and Decatur. They offer discount pricing on quality products from Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. Low prices, best selection, And they're going to treat you like royalty. Plus, you can receive from Dick Van Dyke Appliance World a free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
Why don't you check them out? Drive Neil before you get to the mall, before you get to I-74 on the right-hand side. It's Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Their people know their product, and that's refreshing. Appliance-world.com, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, appliance-world.com. Your weather next, 752.
That cookout was a great idea.
Yeah, it was.
It was a lot of fun. There's just one thing.
Who's that in your car?
Yeah, that's Phil, the auto loan rate for my bank.
Not pretty at all.
Hey, where are we going? Just let me finish these ribs and I'll be ready.
You should have gone to the U of I Credit Union. Friendly people, no hidden charges, and a lot nicer and better looking loan rate.
Good call. I'm going with the U of I Community Credit Union. Get out of there, Phil.
Hey!
The U of I Community Credit Union is here to help. We have auto loan rates as low as 2.49% APR for up to 75 months for a limited time. Visit us in person on First Street in Champaign or stop by Five Points in Urbana. You can also apply from the comfort of your home online at uofi.creditunion.org.
U of I Community Credit Union.
Did you know the manufacturing industry employs more than 11,700 women and men in Champaign County? Join Champaign County EDC and the Atkins Group as we celebrate National Manufacturing Day and Illinois Manufacturing Month this October. Local companies like Latania Sports Group, APL Engineered Materials, and Apprentice are opening their doors to the public for tours, and we're proud to celebrate their contribution to our local economy. To learn more and register for these tours, visit mfgday.com. That's mfgday.com.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck in no time, so you can haul gravel, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. And now get a 1 Series for just $99 a month at your nearest participating John Deere dealer. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Search John Deere 1 Series for more. 0% annual percentage rate. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2333.
Pack your bags and get ready for a trip of a lifetime with the all-new Champaign Outdoors Adventure Travel. They're visiting three amazing destinations next year. You can check out the pristine beaches and volcanic national parks in Costa Rica, enjoy sun, waterfalls, and wine in Croatia, or go on the ultimate bucket list adventure as you trek up Mount Kilimanjaro to reach the highest peak in Africa. These are all small group trips only available to you in the Champaign-Urbana area and include experienced guides and luxury accommodations. So what are you waiting for? Start your adventure today by visiting ChampaignOutdoors.com. /travel.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Up to 72, down to 44. 73 with sunshine tomorrow, down to 44. 73 with sunshine expected Wednesday, down to 54. The greatest chance of rain is 80% at the end of the week Friday with a high 70, then low 37.
What'd you say?
On Friday night, down to 37.
Wow.
Right now, we're at 51. ESPN 93.5.
All right, going to break for the news. We'll be right back. You're always welcome to join in via text 359-2255 to check in on this Monday morning. It is October 7th. We are into harvest. It's late this year, but remember how wet it was back in May, in June. Unbelievable. News is next. Thanks for listening. It's ESPN 93.5. Fox News coming up.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your PC.